You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it. It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
What's the only thing better than getting all of your favorite groceries from Kroger delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes? That would be getting in-store prices on those groceries from the comfort of your couch, or your futon, or your kitchen table, or your daughter's beanbag that's unexpectedly comfortable. You can enjoy in-store prices on all of your faves at select Kroger locations and get delivery to your door in as fast as 30 minutes through Instacart. For a limited time, fees and in-store offer exclusions apply.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is, why are we doing this?
Because it's cute.
Okay. We want to talk about your meet cute.
Yeah.
Like, does anybody have meet cute stories anymore? Or is everybody just like Hinge?
No.
No, and I actually think that is, dating apps are going away.
Yeah, it was like a bell curve, right? And they hit a peak, and now it's...
And now it's over.
Yeah.
So we want people to call and tell the cute way you met, or just it could be weird.
Something
mm-hmm. weird happened.
Slacker.
Yeah.
Maybe it would inspire you.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, if all these people call in, they're like, oh, we met because my car broke down on the corner.
So then I just got to start pulling over for every...
We're not starting there. Yes. Okay. Dangerous.
Maybe they call because they're like, we met because my handkerchief flew across the street.
Is this in 1940s?
And I had to go and chase it.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. Those are the kind of girls with a handkerchief.
I mean, the last girl I dated real seriously, I was kind of helping the police out. And she was like on a bus that was forced to drive like 55 miles an
hour. What movie is
it?
Is this a
Bullet
Train? No, the Sandra Bullock one. No?
What are you talking about? Crash? Anyway, so then the cops dropped me off on the bus and I had to help her out. She was from Arizona. She had a wildcat. She was wearing an Arizona Wildcats.
What movie is it? U of A?
Yeah, I guess. Ugh. Is that the Wildcats? Yeah, anyway, she was so cute, man. She's wearing this little sundress or whatever.
I don't think they were the Wildcats.
Then eventually I got out of the bus because I had to like crawl along the bottom and try to defuse the bomb that was on the bus.
That's the Sandra Bullock movie.
Hmm. Yeah, I feel like we would have heard about that.
No, it's fine.
Was it
dating someone seriously?
Yeah.
No. Dating Sandra Bullock?
God, that'd be so awesome.
That would be so cool. Awesome.
No, I don't have a meet cute, so I had to steal it from the plot of Speed.
Speed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speed was
I'm happy I caught on to
that. Lots of people texting in. They knew it was Speed. You idiots.
We were saying.
Yeah. No, Aaron was. You were just like over here.
No,
like,
she said Speed.
I said the name.
She said Crash. Speed.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, here's the thing. I think the reason we're doing meet cute stories is so Erica can tell hers.
I have a good one.
She comes
one.
In and suggests, hey guys, we've never done meet cute stories.
I have a good one.
You do? What is it, Erica?
Everyone probably knows it by now.
Let's hear it.
Let it go. But I met Dane because I was getting on a flight and I decided to get a beer at 10:30 a.m. And we happened to...
What movie is this? What movie is this?
It's absolutely a meet cute. We both...
You're both alcoholics is what it is. We met at AA. We're like, screw it.
No, stop. Stop. What? We both happened to be at the same bar in the same airport at the same time at what I would call an odd time
it's
to grab a beer.
It's pretty early. Yeah.
Yeah. And we started chatting.
Was it a packed bar? Like, could you have sat somewhere else?
It was not a packed bar.
So you sat next to somebody?
And not like in a booth or a table, like at the bar?
At the bar. I was very nervous. Salt Lake City has a lot of weird laws about alcohol. So I walked up to the woman at the front and I said, do I have to order food if I want to get a drink? Turns out the laws don't apply in the airport.
Oh.
So she was like, nope, go right ahead. And so I was just nervous. I don't know why. And so I was like, ooh, there's an open seat. I'll just take it. There was one seat between us.
Okay.
Empty. And but he started chatting to me.
For anybody who doesn't realize this, and I'm not talking smack about Dane whatsoever, 100% not your type.
No, especially then. He had a beard.
A ZZ Top beard. Yes. And, like,
and he was in like basketball shorts and a hat. And that's not.
No!
Yes.
What are you doing?
Yeah. And like big sneaks. And now he like dresses nice, but he was getting on a plane. I can give him some
I know.
Credit.
I don't like people who have this other personality for when they travel. Like, I own a velour tracksuit just for getting on a plane. That's ridiculous.
I love that.
That is so stupid.
I strive to be that girl.
I want the Juicy Couture. Yes.
No,
I
definitely want to say Juicy on my God. Back.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, that's how we met.
And so you exchange numbers.
Yeah.
And
do you remember who, did he say something to you? Do you remember what he said at first?
Technically, I first sat down or said, is anyone sitting here? And he said, no, go right ahead. Which, again, empty bar. I don't know. I was nervous. And he then eventually turned to me and said, they want you to use the QR code to order.
Was he was that very angry?
He was pretty angry.
Why?
The bartender was bugging him and they weren't taking orders, even though there was like four people at the bar.
Okay.
I've been here all day waiting for a hot chick to come by. Right. I'm in a bad mood.
Okay, that is cute.
Thank you.
And then the rest was history.
Pretty much. Another fun note, I had wet hair from the shower and was wearing no makeup.
Yeah, man, he was desperate.
No.
No. They were both.
They were both slumming it. They were out
I
of their
league. I wasn't going to say
natural
slumming it.
State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unguarded.
Yeah.
Drinking a beer at 10 a.m.
That's the most natural state.
The only thing you have in common is alcoholism.
Stop that right.
I don't
right
store
now
food, do I?
You guys.
I wouldn't want to wreck my buzz.
You guys know how to ruin a good thing. Maybe that's why you're single.
Okay.
Oh.
Erica.
If you're going to sit
Erica
and poo-poo on my story.
Erica.
Erica.
Thank you. All right. Well, if you have a meet cute story, we would love to hear it. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I'd like to think that mine is a meet cute because we met in the wild, as the youngins call
meet
it.
Meet cute.
It was on Halloween.
Is this your current
yes
man thing?
Yes.
Okay.
And that night was Lairs the band. It's a Shrek cover band. So
I'm sorry.
Shrek's not an artist, but
I'm sorry. You went to like you
Improper City. Yeah. They always have, they have a Shrek night on Halloween. I was unaware. I was dressed as Kim Possible. And my current boyfriend was Lord Farquaad.
The Lord
the rest
Farquaad
is history.
Would have given me the ick so fast.
So hard.
You
there
persevered.
Were so many of them though. Like so many Farquaads.
Are you, is she allowed to keep saying that over and over on the radio?
Are you sure you ended up with the right one?
Yeah.
Talking to a bunch of them.
Do you want to talk about you, Hack?
Mine is I was a senior in college and we were having a party in our dorm, highly illegal, and we were friends with we were in the theater department, and so we had a freshman girl. We were like, yeah, bring some of your friends over, like some freshmen that we haven't met.
Okay.
And so she brought my wife. It was like, no, aww. I meant like girl.
She was
going to
be your future wife.
Yeah, she was my future wife. So she walked in and I was like, I had seen her before. I'd talked to her on campus. I had walked
she
by
her. She doesn't remember that.
Yeah,
but yes.
She doesn't remember it.
So technically, kind of, your meet cute is whenever you saw her the first time.
No, that's not the meet, though.
Mm.
Like you both
but
have to remember the
to
meet.
Her.
Yeah, but oh, that was
but
a one-sided thing.
It. Yeah.
I said hi, just as we were walking by each other. Hi. And she kind of was like,
I think you're,
did you know in that moment that was going to be your wife? Or no, it wasn't until the party.
No, and it wasn't at the party. I just knew, I was like, oh, I have to go talk to her again because the first time did not go well. And I was like, I'll have more. Like, she's friends with this theater girl. She'll know the plays and stuff. And she had seen all the plays and didn't remember me in any of them.
I love her so much.
Yeah. And you know what he did to her? He threw playing cards at her.
That's right.
I ended up doing that, yeah, at the end. Because nothing else worked. Me talking didn't work. So by the end of the night, I was just throwing playing cards at her, flirting. And it worked.
Okay. I'm looking for inspiration that's better than what's happened in this room.
And I went home with Lord Farquaad. All right. She gets to say it. I want to say it.
If you have a meet cute, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. We're looking for meet cutes. How you met your sig other and they weren't dressed like a Farquaad. There, I did it.
They could have been.
Yeah.
They did.
Aaron's was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever?
No. Stop.
Mm. No.
You don't?
No.
That hair does nothing for her, I'm sure.
I know, but it's still cosplay, right? You just come home and it's like, hello.
It's
the Lord Farquaad sitting there. Okay. Heather?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Meet cute. What happened to you?
Yay. So, met my guy at a bar. Can I say what bar?
Sure.
College Inn. Next to Rose Medical Hospital.
Oh.
He was a little loud and obnoxious coming in, and I was at the bar just wanting to chill on my iPad looking at, I don't know, handbag shoes.
What an iPad?
What are you doing? That's so weird.
And he would just kind of kept getting closer and closer to my chair, and I had to turn around and be like, hey, can you shut it down a little bit? You're super freaking loud.
And
I think he felt... Go ahead.
No, and then you fell in love with him after yeah. you yelled at him?
He felt bad, so he took me home.
The story gets better. Well, I kind of hurt his feelings, right? So he goes and sits on the other side of the bar and then literally stares at me with like this dead energy look until yeah. I looked up
wouldn't
at him again.
Wouldn't do it for me.
Sorry. This is, energy. Yeah. This is not a meet cute.
It is a terror cute.
Yes.
Yes. I terrified him, I think.
Sometimes we don't know what to do. He's probably going to throw the cards next.
So I looked back up at him, and our eyes just met, and I go, well, get the f*** over here, then.
Okay.
And Heather, are you well?
Are you?
Yeah. Is this some sign? Yeah, is this a coded call or something? Yeah. Are you in danger currently?
Okay. Thank you, Heather. That sounds really yeah. cute. I'm glad you guys are happy.
Did she know what we were calling about?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Well, here's the thing. We have a line of defense against things like that. TAC's supposed to get the story ahead of time and make sure it's actually a meet cute.
The story changed okay. quite a bit yeah. from...
Okay, Alex?
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Meet cute. What happened to you?
I'm a traffic control supervisor. I was working overnight over in Golden. I had a road closure. I went over to a gas station. There's a girl that was working there as a clerk. She was manager there. She was visibly flustered, visibly disturbed. She explained to me that there was somebody out in their car doing inappropriate things and trying to get her attention.
It's middle of the night.
Yeah, it's middle of the night, mind you. She's about to get off work. I'm literally a half block away with a road closure. So I offer to pick her up in my work truck and have her just hang out with me on site for a little bit until that guy left. She didn't leave after a while, long story short, whatever. We ended up dating for a good 4 months after this whole incident. So
not anymore?
No, not
you
anymore.
And the guy.
No, that's there's something here though.
Yeah, the saving a girl. You did the right thing, by the way.
Yeah,
thank you
yeah,
for doing.
Yeah,
that.
For sure. And I didn't expect anything out of it. It's just, hey, that's not okay. If you don't feel comfortable leaving your work, I'll pick you up. We'll
so
hang out.
So the way for me to pull this off is I got to have T-Hack sitting in his car somewhere.
Okay. No,
I'm
no.
in my car. Gas station's already.
No,
I'm usually eating, but.
He's just horking down a hot dog.
Yeah, can you make the horking look, Larissa?
Yay.
Horking down hot dogs.
No,
meet cute. Meet cute.
Wow, Slacker.
Sorry.
So, meet cute. I was recently out of a 12-year marriage, and my now boyfriend was recently out of a 14-year
relationship, enrolled my kids into a really great charter school, and my daughter made a best friend, and I invited all of her friends to her birthday party over the summer and met this very attractive gentleman, and it was amazing because our daughters were best friends, only to discover that both of our boys, who are now 15, play football together on the same team, go to the same school together. So it's like a modern day Brady Bunch, and we're still together after 6 years, and he bought a house like a block away from me way before we met, but it's perfect.
That is really cute.
Yeah,
but like, that's a huge risk. Because if you start dating and it doesn't go well, now you hate your daughter's best friend's parent.
That's true.
There's a lot of risk there.
Yeah.
Yeah, our kids definitely know when we're fighting, for sure, because they're like, we haven't seen so much of the other half of our family.
Oh, yeah, I see.
And I don't want to get ahead, but I mean, can you imagine being a little girl and finding out your best friend it might become your sister?
Dream come true.
Yeah, really?
They totally claim each other as sisters. They're in seventh grade now. This happened when they were in first grade. So, it's pretty cute. They totally claim that each other's as sisters and brothers. Again, school, that's same really sports. Cool. Yeah. It's right. Amazing.
We're going to let you have that one. All right. Thank you, Larissa. Tina.
Hello.
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 Yay. How'd you meet you?
So I was living in LA, and I had combed every restaurant on Restaurant Row to get a job. I was in my 20s and got a job south of Wilshire Boulevard. So that wasn't quite Restaurant Row, and lasted one day at this one restaurant. And then I quit. Next day I get a call for a hostess job, and my roommate was pissed because I owed rent, and she said, "You're not going to make as much money as a hostess." So I went in for my first night on the job, and the very first person that I sat at a table was my now husband and his girlfriend.
Uh-oh. Okay. Meet cute and break and up cute. Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Time for the serious journalist to show up here. News or no?
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
News or nope?
Yesterday didn't go so well.
What went wrong yesterday? I forget.
We weren't very good at being serious journalists.
Oh, are we going to try today?
I think so.
Okay. Good evening. Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Erica.
Today, February 4th, is National Girls and Women in Sports Day. It is celebrated the first Wednesday of every February, honors the achievements of female athletes, coaches, and leaders. It's been going on since 1987, and I feel like this is the first year I've heard about it.
Literally never heard of it before this moment.
Yeah, since 87. So if you are a girl or a woman in sports,
okay,
or if you know one, give them a little extra love.
Okay. Celebrate them.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just over like a month and a half away from the women's soccer team starting here.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
First game is your birthday.
It is?
The home opener, yeah.
Are they playing at Dick's? Or do they have, they're playing at Mile High?
They're playing at Mile High, at least for the opening game. I don't know if long term where they are.
Huh. Because Dick's is already like a soccer field.
Because I'm getting confused. I thought there was going to be a stadium built, but I think that was for something
else. For them?
I don't know. I don't know.
I thought there was too.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Why couldn't they just share the Rapid Stadium, or is that rude?
I don't know. They will play their home games at Dick's because of construction delays on their primary field. But the first game will be at Empower.
Okay. Super fun.
Yeah.
All right. Do you know any female athletes that you want to shout out? I mean, you were a field hockey player.
Female athlete.
Okay. Aaron? Okay. This was great. Caitlin Clark?
Yeah, I was like, wait, do you want me to like name the famous one?
Yeah, I don't know. Paige
Buckner?
Alona Mar?
Bukers.
Yeah. Can I just say this? I almost just noped him because it's obviously an Iowa person he had to name.
But Caitlin Clark is also the biggest female basketball star.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she happens to be from Iowa. Okay. I wasn't even going to say it. We all know it, though.
Good evening.
Thank you.
Wordsmiths, beware. The New York Times is making changes to its Wordle gameplay policy this week.
I quit, by the way. I told you that.
You did. Yes.
I quit.
Yeah, we know.
Because I got my word in one. Why would you keep going?
You have more chances to do that.
Why?
Because all of the words that have been retired, they're back in the game. We're starting from scratch.
They can't start over. No.
Because they ran out of words.
Yeah, there's only 75. There's only 75 letter words.
So any words that have been used before, fair game, try them out. They're added back into the pool of possibilities.
What was your opening word? Do you have an opening word? Mine's least.
Oh, mine slate, maybe? Usually stare.
Stare?
With an eye.
Not terrible.
Oh, what was mine? Now I don't remember.
No, it did. Adieu.
Arise. How did you know that?
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I got it.
Okay, so that's lame. Is it behind a paywall now? Or no? They just moved the mini crossword.
Yeah. Which?
That's when I was like, you guys forced me out of there.
Yeah.
They lost me. Okay. This has been a great news or no. By the way, we are hauling today, so there's probably going to be a second round.
I've got something I'm angry about, though.
So. Oh. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Some space news out of NASA. They have recently analyzed the data, and it turns out that they have made a revision to the size of Jupiter. A study finds that it's actually a little bit narrower.
You're allowed to do it. Just come at it.
It's fine.
So they've changed the size, just proving once again, if you don't always like the first result you get, maybe measure again.
What are you doing?
Just measure. It depends where you...
I don't really trust, like, we got Pluto wrong. We're getting the size of Jupiter wrong. What's going on?
Is it bigger or smaller?
It's a little narrower than before and flatter.
Okay.
But not any flatter. Less valuable.
So how do you get the girth of something from...
Like I said, if you don't get it the first time, you just have to remeasure until you get...
All right.
The number you're happy with.
All right. What number would you be happy with?
Okay.
Okay. See, they're dealing in kilometers, okay. So just 1 kilometer would be.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yeah.
Channing Tatum underwent surgery for a separated shoulder, and I have no problems with Channing or his shoulder being back together. What I have a problem with is the photo that he posted in the hospital bed. I'm showing Aaron. He's got his, like, hair net cap thing
on the side of his head.
Yes, it's just over one ear and not even and covering, like, his entire head.
Top, like, of his head.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And I will testify, post this photo, sister, on our Instagram stories at The Slacker Show. I just want to know, what's the point of it if it's going to be on your head like that, like a little beret, like a little French girl? It's ridiculous.
What is happening to you?
I agree.
I'm glad he had to have surgery.
I'm the underage one on this show. What is wrong? Like, it makes you that mad? Let me see it.
It's a silly photo to pose.
Doesn't make any of you angry?
It does.
There's excess fabric on it. It's just like...
No, it's not covering this side.
For sure it's not?
Yeah.
For sure. I almost threw my computer at my face.
My dad used to work at a plant where they made sandwich cookies and stuff like that. So we used to have wear the hair nets and the beard net, and they take it very seriously. That's not up to protocol at all.
No. Maybe some of his bald head got in his shoulder. There.
He's just a...
He also doesn't have hair.
Guys, I do have breaking news I'm trying to get to. Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Minute Maid has discontinued their frozen juice concentrate.
This is not breaking news.
After 80 years, how are we going to make margaritas?
Wait,
that's not how you think.
Yes, the canister.
My parents,
sisters and I were just talking about it the other day. Why'd we do it? And it's because no room in the fridge for a bunch of jugs of orange juice.
You still had to, once you made it, then you had to put a jug in there.
My mom said we were going through like multiple gallons a week.
The reason I liked it is because you could go on the heavy side.
Yeah.
Like they said, put the thing in like two cans of water, and I do like a can and a fourth. So it was just like sludgy orange juice.
We were doing 3 or 4 cans of the water.
Yeah, so it was like Sunny D.
No, we were going the opposite way. Yeah. It was like all watery.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sunny D was cut.
Sunny D is not watery.
Sunny D is not.
How dare you?
It's Sunny D's way more cut.
Take it back
than,
right now.
No.
Listen to me.
Get the music back. Like,
listen to me. Listen to me.
Sunny D is our childhood.
Sunny D versus Simply Orange, not even
Sunny D.
They're different things.
What are you talking about?
Sunny D isn't true orange juice. It's chemical.
Because it's also
delicious
cut.
It's not cut.
It's more sugar than you could ever dream of.
No,
man.
It's not. So any, like,
I'm bringing in the frozen concentrate and Sunny D. Great.
I'm bringing in Simply Orange, and I will win this taste test.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Okay, we'll do a blind taste test.
Yes,
could everyone do it Friday?
Oh, blind taste test, because you're going to go, ooh, this one tastes like butt. That must be Sunny D.
No, we'll go, tastes like my childhood.
Okay. I'll bring the tape measure.
I'm bringing nothing.
Guys, are we going to do the beanie battle?
Sorry.
We talked
about it. Sobriety sets in. The beanie battle.
Yeah, let's do it.
What? Explain what that is, because I don't even remember. Okay.
We have our Slacker Show beanies that we want to give away, and we did a beanie battle before where you, like a
we
trivia.
We met
the winner.
The winner.
Yeah.
The winner who schooled a child.
Yep. And bragged about it.
Like, wasn't there.
Yeah, if the child had been there, it would have been a closer battle. So basically what it is, it's questions about the show. Mm-hmm. We don't just give these beanies away willy-nilly. We want you to be a true lover of the Slacker Show. So if you think you know enough about us, do you remember any of the questions we asked last time?
I do for sure. We asked things like,
what are T-Hack's dog's names?
We did ask that.
Nobody got that one.
What does Slacker call Erica?
Oh, yeah,
which member of the show has diabetes? You know, there's
who doesn't? Which one?
Still awaiting results.
Wow. If you want to win one of the beanies, it's a beanie battle. We're going to pick two contestants who are really stoked. So call right now, 303-222-5423.
Hi, I'm Melissa Benishai, CEO and co-founder of Baked by Melissa. As a mom, I find deciding what to make for dinner the hardest decision of my day. That's why I'm partnering with Blue Apron to bring you delicious and nutritious dinners that are quick and easy like your mom. Just kidding. Your mom's amazing. Get 35% off your first order at Blue Apron with promo code Melissa. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Okay, love you. Bye.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is. It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
What's the only thing better than getting all of your favorite groceries from Kroger delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes? That would be getting in-store prices on those groceries from the comfort of your couch, or your futon, or your kitchen table, or your daughter's beanbag that's unexpectedly comfortable. You can enjoy in-store prices on all of your faves at select Kroger locations and get delivery to your door in as fast as 30 minutes through Instacart. For a limited time, fees and in-store offer exclusions apply.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Okay, so it's time. We're doing our beanie battle. Battle for a beanie.
Mm-hmm.
I have some fun music.
Oh, yeah.
Let's meet our contestant. Contestant number one, Laura. Oh, my God.
Yay.
So you are contestant number one. Are you a fan of this show?
Of course.
Okay, and you think you can answer weird questions about our lives and things that have happened on the show?
I'm sure going to try.
Okay.
Okay. Love that spirit.
I believe it's first to three will be the winner is the way we play this.
Can you re-explain it, though? It's first to three, but say Laura went first, the second person could steal the question if she gets
it wrong. If Laura doesn't get it, yes, the second person can steal. And that second person is Bree.
Yay!
Oh, you guys are doing great on the yays.
Yeah. I hear it.
Who's got their turn signal on?
All right, Bree, you think you know the show?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I do.
None of you are a child, right? So we're not going to hurt anybody's feelings. Okay.
No.
Who won the toss today, Tiak?
Laura won the toss.
Laura gets to go first. Question number one for Laura.
Laura, how many members of the show are there?
Four.
What? Oh, my God.
It was an approved question.
Okay. Who's got the... Okay.
Woo!
Okay, that was hard. Okay. It's Bree's turn.
Well, the next one's going to be as easy, I
okay,
think.
Okay, I hope.
Okay. Bree, what major life event is Erica, me, planning right now?
Your wedding.
Yeah. Congratulations.
All right, we're neck and neck.
Yeah. It is. It gets harder as we go. Slacker.
By the way, this is for a Slacker Show beanie. Like, if you see one in the wild, understand that we paid for these, so we didn't give them. There's probably 100 in the wild right now. Total.
They're very rare.
Yeah.
Laura, question two.
Laura, what does OPP stand for?
Other people's problems.
Okay. Yeah.
It is 2-1.
Pretty good.
Question two for Bree.
Bree, what is the thing that we do on Fridays that sometimes a few members of the show forget to prepare for?
Oh.
On Fridays only.
Feel good Friday.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. We've got a barn burner.
Oh, you guys. What do we do if it's a tie here?
I've got extra questions about a tie. Yeah, right.
Here we go.
Okay, Laura, this is your third question. What does YAI stand for?
I think we can accept it. Because it's yes, hi, yeah, hi. It's like... The original person, Terry, who said it, we were like, Terry, and she was like, yeah, I.
Right.
She was trying to say, it's Terry, or yes, it's Terry, right. And hi at the same time.
Okay.
So Laura technically has won unless Bree gets this right and it keeps going.
All right. I'm trying to do equally as hard. Bree, what is it called when T-Hack makes a list?
Ooh.
Controversial ranking.
Oh my gosh! Hey.
That is amazing.
All right,
question four. This is a.
Yeah. So do we just go to Laura first?
Yes, we go to Laura first. Okay. There is. I have one other contingency that I have in my head that could get us out of this, but keep going.
Okay. Oh, okay. Laura, what is Slacker's first wife's name?
Oh, first wife.
I went really hard.
You might have me on that one. Ooh. I always thought you were next for his first name.
No.
That is on here, and I can't say
it. We would accept his social security number. Though,
1, 2, 3. Okay.
So, Laura, if you don't know, Bree, if you do know, you could win it with that answer.
Is it Allison?
No.
It is not Allison.
No.
Okay.
Do you want me to keep going?
Now, actually, Bree, I believe, gets the next question because that was her.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Here's another.
Bree could still win it on this one.
Here's a tough one.
Oh, my God.
Also dark. Okay. What does Aaron always threaten to do when things go wrong?
Ooh.
It's so dark.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Laura, you could steal it and win with what Aaron threatens to do when things don't go well.
Does he threaten to quit?
Oh. Way darker than that.
We wish. She threatens to jump off the building. All right.
Oh, I've heard that.
Here's the thing, guys. We don't have time to keep going.
Right.
So nobody wins a beanie today. I'm just kidding. Both of you get it! Let's go!
You guys did really well.
Yeah. You really did. Yeah. The hard questions were a little much. All right. Hang on right there. So are we doing it again in 1 week? Or are we going with our original plan of next week being a beanie rap battle?
Oh, my gosh. How are we going to judge raps?
Hack was a rapper. He's got an album out there.
It's not
one week from today, some sort of a beanie battle will occur.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Stop dreaming, start building. Finance your remodel with Belco. Visit Belco.org today.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
It is Other People's Problems, OPP for short. They're all available on the Odyssey app, as is our entire show.
Yeah, AUDACY.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Live or on demand.
Yes. And what's happening today?
Today we have Kelly, and we're going to do a gender reveal.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Do you know how I feel about those things?
Yeah.
Okay. No, but I want to be a part of one.
No.
You're not a fan?
I'm of blowing up a huge pink explosion.
Yeah.
The gender reveal in that regard in this.
Yeah.
The big ones.
Stupid, because you light. Oh, there was a forest fire. What happened? Oh, gender reveal.
Right.
Like, okay. Sorry. God, I hope you're not into this. Kelly?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
What's going on?
So, okay. Basically, I already have two boys, and I'm pregnant with our third child.
Okay.
And congratulations.
My husband won't stop hounding me about finding out the gender of the baby.
Did you find out on the first two?
Yeah, we definitely did. In both of the pregnancies, but I know that this is our last one, and I just really want to soak it in and enjoy it, you know? So he keeps saying, like, just in case we need to buy, you know, new stuff if we have a little girl. You know, that's why he wants to do it. But I am just like, hey, I want to be surprised this time. He's even offered to find out himself and keep it a secret from me. But... I just know he'll blow it.
Men
always do. Shut up. But yes.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't trust myself either, being the only one knowing. And I'm not a man.
Yeah, so it's really different from what we did before, and I know that. But, you know, parents back in the day, they didn't know the gender until delivery day. So, I mean, what's wrong with doing things the old-fashioned way for a change?
How old-fashioned are we talking? I feel like people have known genders for a long time.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that that ultrasound, that 20-week ultrasound was a thing. It might have been. Was it when you were born?
For sure.
Okay.
No, I think.
Not for me.
Yeah. Your parents didn't?
My parents didn't know. It may have been a thing, but my parents didn't know.
Like, it might have been a little more.
And they go, the anatomy is showing.
I don't think they were as good.
They weren't
even
as
30
accurate.
Years ago.
Are you saying that your parents didn't know your gender before you came out?
I don't know that. I doubt they did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, you're only like a
the
year or two older than me.
The late 1980s and became common by the early 90s.
Okay.
So it's pretty not that old fashioned.
I feel like they knew though because Greg was going to be my name. And then at the last minute they changed it to Michael.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine you with Greg.
Yeah.
Kelly, could I ask you a quick question? If
sure.
you don't find out, it's delivery day. All goes well. Wee, wee, wee. Here's your baby. Are you going to be upset if it's a boy?
No.
Are you going to be upset if it's a girl?
No. And that's why I really don't even care. I just want to enjoy my pregnancy and just let it be.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
Because she said something a little bit ago that drives me nuts. She's like, I want to do it the old-fashioned way. And I'm like, great. Then definitely disconnect your electricity.
Oh,
live by
God.
Candlelight. Get rid of the cell phone you're obviously calling us on. We live in a world where there's the technology to find these things out. Why would you suddenly, I shun this one part of the process.
It's a big thing now to not find
out.
Now? Both my brother and his wife, they've had two kids. They did not find out for either.
Oh.
And it was really fun as the aunt to get the call. It's a girl. It's a boy.
Here's the deal. You ready? Ring, ring. Erica, it's me. It's a girl.
Yes, Slacker.
It's
you're
a girl.
Having a baby?
Oh, I thought you're not going to deliver for another 20 weeks. Yeah, it's a girl. What's the difference? The difference is it's a girl. You make the announcement. It's a girl.
Well,
that's the day.
You're also 20 weeks early.
So what? So what? It's like the gender of the baby is a surprise. Whatever day you want the
surprise. Oh,
sure, yeah. I had to know. I had to know.
Of course you had to know. You're a guy. You want to control things.
You can't control anything.
You can control how you're going to react. You can control what you're going to do to that kid's room. You can, every time you go to Target, buy some piece of sporty boy onesie or cute polka dot onesie.
Well, maybe
onesie.
It's better to save the money and not do all those things before.
Right.
And for the record, I'm being a hypocrite. There's no way I could go the whole time without knowing.
Okay. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. What about the way of like him finding and her not finding? Just because him finding out and her not finding out.
Not going to go
and keeping
well.
It a secret. He's going to accidentally say how's our little girl, or how's she doing in there, or
how's
how tall is he?
And I just every day, I swear every day, I change the pronoun. So I'd wake up and I'm like, how's she doing today? And then like next day, I'm like, is he kicking? Like
this was
in my head, I just had a little thing. I'm just like, tomorrow's he. Tomorrow's she. Hmm. Next day's like, and then she's like, oh, wait, you sounded more sincere on the she. And it's like,
And she was right.
I eventually had no choice. Like, it was killing me, and I had to tell her, kind of.
Exactly.
No, but I mean, I let her choose. I was like, inside this Rubbermaid tub that's sitting in front of you is clothing for the baby that I've purchased. You can open it and find out, or you cannot. And she was like, okay. And she opened it. So my surprise was at 20 weeks. Her surprise was at like 30. And then
that's pretty good. 10 weeks. You held on to it?
I held on to it for
pretty good.
That Rubbermaid was full of dresses. Like, full.
But you're kind of, that's kind of a tell. Because you already had a son and you wouldn't need all that new stuff.
Exactly.
I'd still go buy, like, I would have went and bought new stuff. I'm not going to give my second kid hand-me-downs.
That's how it works, man.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't, no.
So there is some part of me that understands the dad being like, if it's a girl, we need new stuff. But if it's a boy, no, we don't.
There's also a lot of gender neutral stuff.
There is.
I know. And we had already painted Mia's room yellow as a neutral. But then I just have to ask, because anytime pregnancy stuff comes up, Erica takes a very hard line. Like, it's her body. She's carrying the baby. Sure. Does he have a right? Does he have an opinion? Does he have an right? Like,
well, he gets an opinion, but it's not the final say on anything.
But I mean, can he? Because I want to know, could he double back at the ultrasound and go, hey, can you just tell me?
This one is tricky. Mm. This is maybe the only time that I'll be like, he does kind of have a right to have the opinion.
Almost there, guys.
We're creeping our way. But like, I understand, like, it's his kid too. The gender doesn't change. That she's carrying it, that whatever. But I'm going to hold strong on names. You men get...
Okay.
Do you know why who in your family didn't find
out? My brother and sister.
Brother and sister. Yeah. Do you know why
For them, they had a harder time getting pregnant. So it was very like, this is just like whatever it is. It's like a blessing.
Interesting.
It's cute. Yeah. Kelly, we're going to get some advice from other people who've been through this.
We're not helpful.
Yeah, we've been less than helpful. So hang on right there. I
have friends who didn't find out either. And I envy them because they're more confident or less worrisome than I am. I don't know. I need to know. As soon as I can know, I need to know.
But do you understand my point? I mean, it was lost on the girls, but it's like, hello, there's going to be a day where there's a surprise. Mm-hmm. It can be halfway through the pregnancy or at the end.
But it's so nice to have the physical surprise. And it's all right there.
It's still right there.
Maybe that's going to say what it is. It's the cool thing now to not find out. Because I don't care. Oh, I'm so cool. I don't care.
I could never be that cool.
That's why I'm jealous of my friend.
Hold the name back. Hack did a great job. He didn't tell a single soul. There still gets to be a surprise that day. We had a baby. It's a girl, as you know. Her name is Hazel. And you're like, oh my God, that's so beautiful. Like, there still gets to be a surprise that day. Then you get two surprises. One at 20 weeks, one at 40 weeks.
And we had time to lock in on the name, though, because we knew it was a girl. That's the other thing.
That's the other thing. Locking in on the name.
And you simmer with them.
There's something better about knowing. Because when we were trying to have Noah, we couldn't agree on a single name. And then
it doesn't matter if you agree on a name, Greg. It can change.
Greg. The Greg show.
If you guys don't stop. What are you doing? That was wild. All right. If you'd like to help Kelly, we'd like your calls. 303-222-5423. Welcome to The Greg Show.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Kelly, who is pregnant with her third child. It's a girl. And
oh yay!
Wait, what? We don't know that.
We don't know that.
Oh my
but
gosh,
what's
you
wrong
made me
with
panic.
Knowing it? Like she's like, it's my third. I knew on the other two, so I don't want to know. And it's like, and her husband's
that's
like,
fair.
But I
and
do want to know.
Last one. How
so
often
what?
Do you get to be surprised?
Don't make me do this again. You're surprised, no matter what.
I forgot that we.
You're surprised. Surprised. either you're surprised then or you're surprised now. Like, it's still a surprise.
There's some people that are just bad with secrets, though.
No, but like, you'd still be surprised on the 20th week. You go, oh, it's a girl. Yeah.
But then you have all this time.
Yes, time to prepare. Jamie?
Yay!
Yay! Are we finding out the baby or not? What are we doing?
I propose a two-prong answer.
Okay.
We've been under the same problem. The ultrasound person knows what it is.
Yep.
She's been notified not to identify. The dad brings a note card, and it just simply says, and don't tell mom about this, it just says circle one, boy, girl. So all the person has to do is circle a name and not write anything out and do that. But I also like what you proposed, Slacker. The second part of this is to let mom know that you're going to constantly change he with she, and that way if he messes up, he did not mess it up.
Right.
Yeah.
No matter what, it's like you don't know if I'm being real today. Or I was real yesterday. You don't know.
But I just...
Yeah, two-part answer.
Yep.
I just think that she's making this decision, and then one day she's going to be weak, and she's going to go, just tell me, and then she's going to regret it, because he knows, and they should be in it together.
Right, that's but then who gets the final say? Like, they've done it all the... Like, we're doing it...
She does.
No, she does. Oh, my God. Thank you for the call, Jamie. No, she doesn't. Like, you pretend you get to... No. Oh my God. Carmen, don't look.
Yeah, yay.
Yay. What do you think?
I think she should totally wait till the delivery, and he should be on board with that because he had his opportunity to find out the gender twice before, right? And this is an
experience. As did she.
Okay. Did they do that once?
Yeah, they found out together every time, and now she's changed her mind, but it's like, I didn't.
Well, hold on.
Yeah,
she didn't change her mind.
That's what I mean.
She made a different decision this time.
Exactly.
She changed
her mind. Girl, it's 2 minutes. Go ahead.
I don't want to tell you this. That's changing her mind.
It's not changing your mind.
It's a different decision. Isn't that a change?
It's making a decision once, then making it again, and then making a different decision the next time.
And is that decision a change from the previous decision?
But she didn't change.
Is that decision a change from the previous?
She changed how she wanted to go about this pregnancy.
So she changed.
Sometimes you get an epidural. Sometimes you don't.
No, you always.
Sometimes you do it at home. Sometimes you do it at the hospital.
Why are you yelling, weirdo?
Oh, my God.
Thank you for the call, Carmen. I don't know.
I don't even know what Carmen was saying.
She said she was on your side. She was like, she changed her mind, and we should respect that. But it's like, I didn't change my mind. Shouldn't we respect that?
Yeah, I need to know.
Jeff?
Yep.
You?
Yep.
What do you think?
No, didn't need any desire. No desire to know. No surprises. You don't get many in life. That was a surprise. And we both got to enjoy the pregnancy the whole way. So, nope, did not have any desire to know.
Okay, but you do understand my point that a surprise is a surprise.
I do understand a surprise is a surprise whenever you get it. It was actually a fun pregnancy because we didn't know. And so it was just, we went through the whole thing together. The doctor said, do you want to know? We're like, nope. And we had no desire.
It was very whimsy.
Yeah.
Full of whimsy.
Would your wife describe the pregnancy as fun?
Well,
right.
You know, there were moments. Let's put it that way.
I'm just saying, as a guy, then all of a sudden there's a girl, and I'm just thinking about the house is just not, her room's not ready for that.
Like, but her room's perfectly ready.
No, it's not.
Because it's neutral.
You know what? My wife, before she was pregnant, she started decorating the room with Winnie the Pooh characters. She had
That's
no
my
idea.
Favorite.
Yeah, so then it's just kind of
ready for anyone.
And that was, like I said, it didn't matter. And we had a baby book. She got a
I don't know what's happening. I just want you to understand. If Erica gives me the look one more time, I will turn this car around. Like, knock it off.
Dad.
I'm not giving you a look.
You are. You're like, I'm winning on this one. One guy sides with you, and all of a sudden, it's like.
It's not one guy. It's every
No, it's not
call.
Every person.
Every single text
No, like,
is
that
saying.
First person was like, he was able to keep it a surprise.
Okay, well, I don't trust.
So that's a you problem. It's not a.
Fine.
Andrea?
Yes.
Yes. What do you think? Are we finding it out or not?
find it out, because I had three kids. I found out on the first and the last and did not know on my second and was totally disappointed when he came out as a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then you can't hide your disappointment.
But I asked her.
Kind of a different issue.
I asked her if she was going to be disappointed either way, and she said no.
I wanted two children and wanted a boy and a girl, and the second one was not the girl. Yeah. So, yeah.
Was the third?
I didn't know.
No, I don't think she,
the third
think
was the girl. Yes.
Oh, it was. You got it.
Otherwise, there'd be a fourth.
Way more detailed.
Okay. I just...
I can't, like, hear the callers today. I don't know what's going on.
You don't
want
to know why? Because you're, like, doing a victory lap when you didn't win.
Because you're screaming at me.
I'm screaming. So are you saying that most of the texts are on hiding it?
Hardcore. It's life's greatest surprise. You only get one surprise like this.
Yeah,
I'm a new grandma. My son and his wife did not find out, and we were thrilled.
There was
nothing
a text
like
about
the,
like, the outside pressure. When outside people find out the gender, they might put pressure on
but
you.
What
that
if
you don't,
we
that you
found
don't
out?
Put on
what if we went to that appointment and they agreed to tell us?
Oh, now you're talking.
Just
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
And then I'm he down. Could come to, like.
No, no. He doesn't mm-hmm. get to do anything.
Yes, he does. He and I go out some night. We're drinking a lot of whiskeys.
What? Yeah. I'm no.
I'm very lonely.
Yeah, I know.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We need to talk about Cards for Kids and how well it's going, how well that event went. We told you our card making event went well. But I have a little weird personal thing I need to talk about first.
Okay.
I was ready. Do you guys have that dream where you go, you're like, you open your mail and it's like you're missing three credits. You don't have a high school diploma and you have to go back to your high school.
I don't have that dream.
I mean,
I've had it once.
I don't usually have the opening the letter or whatever. It's just that's all kind of in the backstory. And then you're just back at your high school. Often scantily clad for some reason.
Yeah, I don't
mine is, yeah, I can't find my uniform, so I never make it to school.
You wore a uniform?
Yeah.
Yeah, she went to a private school. She went to Mullen.
I don't know.
Hack wore a uniform.
I did too. Yeah, my entire life. Kindergarten, preschool until I
you
graduated.
You always did?
Until I graduated high school, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I never wore a uniform.
Me neither. Well, I went to Catholic school for a tiny little bit. But like,
so you lied.
Well, but I've blocked that whole part of, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so then you're walking around, like, most of the time I can't get my locker open. Like, it's all these frustrating.
Right, and you can't do it. I've like had similar dreams, but never about school.
Do you ever go back to your high school?
In real life?
No, I mean in that dream. Like, you're in the, in my high school.
No.
Well, here's the thing. My high school, Skyline High School in Longmont, Colorado, made Cards for Kids.
Oh,
and I was gonna go up there.
Oh, and you're gonna
and
face
I was gonna
your fears.
Face my fear.
Wow,
I was gonna go in there and get the cards, and like, go find my locker, see if I can still get it open. I mean, I was gonna be wearing just my underwear.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Because that's what is it? That's what it is in the dream. I'm just like wandering the hallways, trying to get a locker open.
It's like the fastest way to get arrested.
I don't care. They gotta understand. I'm facing a fear. I gotta get it out there. And the other thing is, they're not even my underwear. Like, I'm always wearing, like, tidy whities. You're never wearing, like, your under... Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you're
not that's wearing, true.
Like, I wouldn't mind walking around
what?
In my black boxers.
What are you two talking about?
Yeah, I swear. Like, when
it's
you
always
have,
way more embarrassing yes. than what it really would be in
my
life,
regular
you know?
Underwear look enough like a short that it'd be okay. But instead, I'm wearing, like, tidy white. They're just, like, super tight and they're, like, little wedge.
No,
and like,
I don't need to know any of this.
Well, one of our salespeople... picked up the cards from Skyline High School. Yeah, shout out to Skyline.
Yeah.
You guys are amazing.
That's all. Yeah,
thank you for making cards. I heard there's more than 200 cards.
Oh my god.
Skyline High School. Yeah. So Longmont High, suck it.
Yeah.
Where's your cards? Where's Niwot's cards? Where's Silver something in Longmont? They didn't come through. But anyway, I'm not going. So I just want to get that part out.
Can keep facing that fear in your dreams.
But do you think they would let me in?
Not even your tiny whiteies.
Even though there's no cards to pick up, if I just roll up there like next week and just like
In underwear?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. I'll wear a robe over it. I'll just,
I don't no. care. Ew.
Just take it off.
Do you literally want to be on that list?
I kind of do.
Oh. No.
Have you really never been back? Like, since you graduated? That seems weirder to me. I've been to my high school all the time.
But, you like, have? To speak or just to go by?
I've spoken. I talked to them.
What do you mean?
I did. There was like an honor roll brunch that I spoke at. I've DJed proms before. I've gone to basketball games. I've gone to my sister's graduations. I've got like I've been around.
I've been back to my school. I go and I walk around the field hockey field, like walk by
really?
It.
Really?
But yeah. I'm not. I've never played, yeah. been asked I've to speak. Pickup. So. Oh.
Okay. Well, maybe my high school will have you.
Yeah, maybe.
They'll have anyone.
Just, weirdly, one of my good friends, his father was the orchestra teacher. He's since passed, Mr. Roland. RIP. So we had a key. I was back in the school all the time.
Oh,
I'd nice. Go in. We would go in and like use the piano and stuff.
What's this fear about?
No, but yeah. The fear is like being there during school hours. We would go in like on the weekends and just play piano and play the tuba and like just screw around. Okay.
All right.
But we wore clothes.
Thank God.
If that helps. Okay. We should talk about cards for kids then.
Yeah. So if you're also a school who likes Skyline.
Does anybody?
I always want to call them Starlight.
It's Starlight is one we're going to, I think.
Stargate.
Okay.
We're going to Stargate?
Yes.
That's up in Thornton? Okay. I think we're going to pick up the cards there.
I didn't even say it like that.
I lived in Thornton. You're allowed to say Thornton.
No, you are not.
Okay. Yeah, you are. Because it's actually Thornton. It's one of those cities where like Westminster, but people who live there can say Westminster. Okay.
Well, if you are a school who did the cards, maybe we've contacted you if we're going to come by.
Yes.
We've also contacted you if we want you to drop them off at a Big O location.
You can drop them off at any of the 37 locally owned and operated Big O tires.
And if you're not a school and you have cards that you've made at home, you can also do that.
Who thinks that none of the schools now want us to come by?
The three of us are invited.
I will wear pants.
Just like the fact that you have to clarify that is a little alarming.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you are a school, like this thing is happening next Thursday, the 10th. So we have to have the cards by...
Thursday's the 12th.
That's what I meant. We need the cards by Tuesday the 10th. So if you've made cards, go to Big O. Can we drop them here? Did we make that happen yet?
I can set up the box. I haven't yet.
Okay.
But we can. Sure.
We'll also set up a box outside the radio station at 4700 South Syracuse.
But if you take them to Big O Tires, you're going to get a coupon for an oil change as well.
That's right.
And if you drop them off here, you might see Slacker in his underwear. So
pick your poison.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
There's something going on in my neighborhood, kind of like a dark and twisted game that's being played, and to be honest, it's getting me teed off.
hold up. All right, I've already started it, but just we'll here we go.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's just real.
With all the problems in the real world, T-Hack don't care. Since all the things that seem to bug him are so so let's get teed up with T-Hack.
Oh, man, he's real teed off today.
Listen, man, I'm okay with you doing this.
Yeah.
I like that you have features on the show. I do.
Thank you.
The next time you touch your ear is the last time we do this, okay?
It's so fun.
It's not,
I wasn't looking, and I looked over at the end, and he locked eyes.
Yeah,
like,
it was like, had his one arm up. Like, like, he's on the We Are the World video. Right. There's a choice we're making.
Yeah, they're pros. If they're doing it, I should probably do it.
You're not a pro. That's all. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was the start of that word.
Yes.
Wow.
Yikes.
Wow, dude, you got me teed off.
Okay, yikes.
I don't have my own theme for that.
Yikes.
We have this for when Eric is mad. I mean, I think maybe I'll be...
No.
Oh, no, that's when I'm something else. Oh.
Ew.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. So in my neighborhood, there's... I don't know if it's a game or what it is, but it's just... All the neighbors are compiling all of their old rotted fruit.
What?
And then you deliver it to your neighbor like across the street. So it's like, all right, all my fruits.
What are you talking about? Are you being literal?
Yes, I'm being dead serious. All my fruits old and stale, and I don't want it anymore.
It wouldn't be stale. So, it would be rotted.
Okay. So I'm going to take moldy. It to the neighbor, and then they're going to do the same with theirs. I mean, sure, they bake it into bread before they do it, but still.
What are you talking about? Is he talking about fruitcake?
Yeah, he's saying that like people are making banana bread and giving it to the neighbors.
Yes, banana bread. Which just feels so...
Buddy, now I'm not even mad about the hand of your ear. Yeah. You're an idiot. Banana bread is one of the greatest...
It's so good.
Like, but you know the only reason they made it is because they bought a bunch of bananas and didn't get to them. So they turned deep black. And then they're like, well, I'll just turn it into bread.
You don't know that because what I do is I freeze them and I use them in smoothies. When they've gotten that old.
So do you make banana? But you don't need to make old. He is right.
You cannot make banana bread with a yellow banana.
But also, like, just the banana's not black. It's the skin. It's the peel.
No, but the banana itself is pretty.
No, it's
yeah,
like,
it is.
It's like beat up, but it's not.
It's
rotten.
It's kind of.
It's not
extra
rotten.
Ripe.
It's extra, extra, extra ripe and kind of
but
like
not rotten.
You would never eat it.
Only because you're a baby. Because clearly it's still edible.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah,
but I like, dude, is this really what you're doing?
Yeah, it does.
You're taking value. Listeners are hurrying home to make
banana bread.
Thank you.
Yeah, because they're going to spoil. Those bananas should have been yesterday.
Do you not like the flavor?
It feels like I don't love banana bread. I don't love it.
Shocker.
I also just feel like it's like, all right, we're getting rid of our problem and we're just going to push it off onto you. And then the neighbors feel obligated. They're like, well, you brought banana. Now we got to send some over. And you're like, no. We were trying to get rid of stuff. And now we're just, you're sending a different kind of bread over. There's a zucchini bread now over. Yeah, you're like, no, we're trying to get rid of the bananas. Now we got zucchini.
Zucchini bread is terrible.
No, you get a little butter on there or like a little cinnamon butter.
You know what it is? Like zucchini bread doesn't taste like banana bread tastes like bananas.
Yeah.
Zucchini bread, you put so much other crap in it, like cinnamon and whatever. The zucchini is just like a filler. It doesn't taste kinda. Like zucchini.
Which I say, don't call it zucchini bread. Call it cinnamon bread and I'll eat it. If you call it zucchini bread and then
it's like this is so gross because it's a vegetable.
You really had me when I thought that people were delivering rotten fruit to each other's doors.
And I was angry. I was like, what kind of bread is this?
It's never ending.
They're not. they're delivering a treat.
I'll tell you the problem. It's a lot like my problem with In-N-Out. And I've said this on the air because at In-N-Out, you get the fries. And they give you the fries with the salt and they go, you do it. You deal with it. We're not going to do it. And this feels the same way.
It's like,
I don't have all these extra bananas that are rotting. And you go, you deal with it. You take it.
So you truly don't like when you're given a treat? Aaron would take that.
I literally am sitting here thinking about how Erica said that they have fudge that they're trying to get rid of. And I'm like, where is it?
Where is that fudge?
I forgot to bring it.
Sorry. You want the fudge.
I didn't bring it because it did feel like I was going to go, you guys deal with it.
Yeah, you said it was in your freezer for 6 months. That's gross. Throw it away.
No, I'll take it.
No, fudge freezes. It's meant to freeze.
I know, but it's still going to have the little weird freezer burn on it or whatever. You can't leave something frozen for 6 months.
Yes, it does. I bet it does.
Yeah.
No, I'm confused.
Yeah, take pictures.
Are they delivering baked bread or is it rotten fruit?
No, it is baked bread.
And
all right?
Are you just angry because they're making stuff you don't like? You can't participate?
And there's a whole economy of like Tupperware containers going back and forth. It's like, we got this neighbor's and then we use that to put this neighbor. And now how do we get it back? It's like, everyone deal with your own rotten fruit. All right. Throw it away.
Okay. I'm making a new rule on our show. I don't care what you guys think about it. Here it is. When TAC does something this stupid, or if any of you bring something this stupid to the show and listeners want to text in and be mad, which you can do right now, 303-222-5423. But in this instance, it's so bad that I'm going to begin giving TX's actual phone number on
there. No.
So that way, if you're listening and you listen long enough and he does enough stupid things, you will eventually have every single digit of his phone number.
I like it.
Only
10. Yeah.
Thank you.
I might give more than one today.
Why? No.
The first digit. Yeah, I have to. I'm going to give two of your digits today.
Why?
TX phone number starts with a 3.
Okay.
But he's not from Colorado, so the next digit is a 1.
Okay. Hey.
I had to go through my phone to find it. In fact, I'll give the whole phone number right now.
No, don't do
why?
That.
And we can bleep out the rest of it. 31.
You have rotten fruit or something to be tended.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. And they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
What's the only thing better than getting all of your favorite groceries from Kroger delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes? That would be getting in-store prices on those groceries from the comfort of your couch, or your futon, or your kitchen table, or your daughter's beanbag that's unexpectedly comfortable. You can enjoy in-store prices on all of your faves at select Kroger locations and get delivery to your door in as fast as 30 minutes through Instacart. For a limited time, fees and in-store offer exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have no idea what I am searching for here.
Oh boy.
Perhaps a behavioral
therapist?
Sure. For what? Both me and my dog. It's been a while.
I knew she was going to say that.
It's been a while since we've had any Swanson issues. He is the perfect boy.
If he were the perfect boy, we wouldn't be talking about him right now, would we?
Well, I don't know if I've done something wrong.
It's you. I will say this. If you have a bad dog, we get into this every once in a while. Like a pit bull will do something bad. Right. And everybody's like, ban pit bulls from Denver County. And it's like, it's not the pit bull.
No.
It's the owner. So if there's anything wrong with that lovely dog, it's you. And it's definitely not my new best friend, Dane.
It's definitely not.
A little update from not too long ago. I said on the air, hey, man, send me your phone. He has my phone number.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
We drunkenly, I gave him my phone to call himself. No, wait.
Yeah, that might have been it. And then he saved your number, but then I never went back. How would you know?
Yeah, and I didn't go look for it.
Right.
But anyway, he texted me. I now have Dane's number. Do you have it, Tiek?
I stole it from you. Sent a screenshot of it.
Did you actually?
You didn't have it before?
No, I didn't have it.
Did you save it in your phone because of that?
I did.
Just in case?
I did.
That's cute.
I figured it was the only way I was going to get it. If it took Slacker this long.
Can I be weird about
it? For the record, he's a friendly guy. You could have just asked.
You guys.
He would crush me. He's very intimidating.
I'm going to be vulnerable and insecure right now. This whole time I thought you had it. That's why I've been feeling really bad that that I didn't have it, because like you have a wife, they are together. Mm. So like, and when you guys all get together, like Erica and AHAC are just like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, and you're kind of looking for friends. So I'm like, I bet you they've already coupled up a little bit.
We have not done a double date of any kind.
We just talked about it last night.
Shut up. We talked about it last night.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Now, Hold on. You and AHAC talked about it last night. I don't have that.
Okay, guys.
Really? Like, hold on. I know you got to get to this behavioral thing.
It's not that important.
But are you guys going to become couple friends? And yeah. can I not join unless...
It kind of feels like you're weirdly putting us on the spot right now. Like, as if you just told the boy I get it. The boy I have a crush on, like, Eric has a crush on me. Like, it's now like you're like, well, Erica wants to be friends with you. And then it's weird.
Because here's what, like, okay. I'm sorry. I can picture this because it is like a crush. Like, you're like, right. And like you and you and Dane are like sitting there in bed and like, I don't want to move too fast, but
I'm in bed.
Okay. But whatever. But you're like, okay, I think this could happen, but like, don't push it. Like, just ask, when are you going to such and such? Right? Like, are you, or like, maybe we go see him DJ at Brothers or whatever. Like, did you like work on weird little
strategies?
Everything
you're doing is really weird.
Yeah. Okay, then Hack did it that way. Hack's like, well, how do we?
You want it all out on the table?
I want it out.
Guarantee I know how their conversation went.
All right. Before Erica first moved here, I thought, I want to try to be nice, and I want to offer to Erica.
Oh, this one.
When she comes, she's moving, she won't have a place. I'll say, hey, you need a place to stay? We've got a couch. Like, you're more than welcome at our house. And you two, Slacker and Aaron, were like, that's weird.
That's creepy.
That's so forward. Don't do it. And so
it's creepy.
I've been also, too scared to initiate any sort of friendship with Erica because I think it's too and I think I'm being too forward.
It's not too what forward. Is that? It's not too forward to go do things with Erica. It's real weird to go, hey, my wife and I are looking for a third. Why don't you come sleep on our couch?
It was being nice.
No, it wasn't.
Was
that's so
houses.
Weird.
She
like,
was
your
still
marriage
trying to sell
was
a house.
Stale, and you're looking to spice it up.
Hold on.
I don't lead with that, Slacker. We get
Did
there.
Did you send me that text?
No, we
just talked about it on the air.
Okay,
that's
okay.
why.
Because you're remembering it now.
Like, yeah, I was like, am I remembering it or not? Yeah. I would not have found it to be creepy.
Yes, you would have.
I'm pretty... Didn't you offer?
I have a spare bedroom.
What?
With a lock.
What? You're moving. What? That's my move.
Do we want to talk about the Swanson thing?
No. All that happened, I'll just say it quick.
No, tell us. We want
to
fix it.
I had to pick him up on a walk today because he was being a bad boy. And I was the stupid person walking around the neighborhood holding my dog. That's all.
Okay. Let's keep this professional.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I don't even know what... Go. Just talk.
I'm irrationally upset.
I love the self-awareness.
Yeah. And it is irrational because I don't have to do this thing, but I don't know that people understand what they're doing.
What are we talking about?
Period, end of break, move on. No. People are now, you know how like fitness and like wellness fads kind of come and go.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
People are now, instead of like focusing on protein, focusing on fiber, which by the way, you should do.
Are you doing both those? Because I think you're a protein maxer.
I'm not though.
She's just conscious of it and putting
that's
an effort.
That's the same thing.
It's not.
No.
She's just trying to meet the minimum.
Yeah.
There's not a protein. Minimum.
There is. I hate protein. I'm not even hitting. You know, they say like sometimes you should get 1 gram per body weight, per pound of body weight. I am not.
Yeah. So if you weigh
that.
Like 150 pounds, then you need 150 grams of protein. Good God. Because like.
You're not even getting close to that?
No, like
okay,
I was.
So maybe I am a protein.
No, because I was like, I was trying to do the thing where you get 30 grams.
Oh, we're
in
like
the first 30 minutes
30,
of your
30
yes.
or something, and it's
like, oh, I'll just have some eggs, and then you look it up, and it's like eggs are 5 grams.
Yeah.
So you have to eat 6 eggs,
and
to
I don't
get
even,
there. Six? Does anybody in this room want me to have 6 eggs?
No, dude, I am in an egg ick period right now. Yeah. I can't even discuss.
Because you just burn out on them.
Yeah, I burned out on a yogurt with protein powder in it. Kind of kick. Okay, so you're proving everything. Okay. No, it's delicious.
No, but even like now Starbucks is like doing the protein thing, which I is like ridiculous.
No, protein coffee, love it. I'll use a protein shake and like put espresso in it.
No, that's smart.
Yeah.
Starbucks like doing is it at doing Starbucks. Protein foam. It's not a hype. You know what? I love you, Starbucks. If you ever want to help us out here, never mind. Forget I said anything.
No, you're like all a bunch of gym bros. You're drinking your whey protein. You get your shakers and it's not
I have like four blender bottles just for me and they get used frequently.
For real?
Yeah.
But then you're not lifting, so where's that protein going?
Go to the gym every morning.
I have a personal trainer.
So you lift?
I did a sled pull of like 135 pounds the other day.
You just got a trainer like a week ago.
The girls go to the gym almost every day. Boys?
I go to the gym every day. I live in the house where the gym is at.
Okay, well, wouldn't it be nice?
But I don't go down there. What would I go down there?
I do a sled pull every time I get out of bed. How about that? Pulling myself out of bed.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Okay. The thing I'm annoyed about is now people are electrolyte maxing. And they're like, no matter what they're drinking, you know, I'm always drinking water. This would constantly be filled with like Element or what's the really popular one?
Liquid IV. Pedialyte.
Here's my problem.
Yellow Gatorade.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That does not have nearly the electrolytes you're hoping it does. It's like the egg of electrolytes.
I don't give a shit about the electrolytes.
So. Okay.
What just happened?
We triggered him.
Why are you drinking it if it's not for that health benefit?
It's Gatorade. You drink it when you play basketball and stuff. It's just like a sports drink.
There's an intent behind it. You're replacing the electrolytes
because
you sweat it out. Oh, it tastes
good.
Like butt.
I'm not drinking because of the
electrolytes. All Gatorade is terrible.
Oh, what is wrong?
No. All Gatorade is terrible. I don't like flavors that don't get there. Do you know what I mean?
So you don't like LaCroix?
Yes. It's all those things.
Gatorade is too far there.
No, it's not.
You're thinking of like Propel, like the water that has like a drop of flavor in it. That's bad.
But so is Gatorade. Because it's like, it doesn't taste lemon and limey. It tastes like what an astronaut might imagine lemon and lime to taste like if they've been away from the Earth for a year.
What are you doing with
I don't know, but it's just not, it doesn't taste right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm, like when you get a chip with the lime flavor on it.
Oh, so good.
It doesn't taste like lime, Aaron.
Yeah,
it's like citric acid. No, it's like AI's version of a lime. It's like a six finger lime weirdness. Like it doesn't. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Blue Gatorade. What does it taste like? Blue.
I don't know what made you so mad.
I don't know. I'm just upset because I haven't had enough electrolytes today.
Yeah, all I wanted to say was like...
with your 100 eggs in the morning.
Yeah, and beware of salt. That's it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I have to make a formal apology to someone.
Oh. You know what? I don't like it when we get serious around here. I don't like it at all.
Get my shirt right.
We don't do formal very well.
I just mouthed silently something to Slacker. Yeah.
This room is super uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yikes. Good news is the person I'm apologizing to is not in this room.
All right, well, let's get a look at the drive home.
No, thank God.
There is no point in her not apologizing to me. Like,
for what?
I don't know, for something. Like, obviously, what would be interesting about an apology on the show if it wasn't to me? Right?
Well,
am I crazy?
There could be a lot of things, at least two. Or maybe to either herself. You? Okay. So maybe three.
Oh, she's going to do one of those. No, like,
but she said they're not in this room.
This introspective. Yeah. Oh.
Hold on, guys. I have to leave the room.
It's going to be a lot of back and forth.
Okay. Do we know this person?
Yeah. We have discussed this person kind of recently.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's not like us to talk about people.
Okay. Well, let's rip this Band-Aid off.
You don't have to guess. So walking into
Harry Styles.
Oh, I wish.
We don't know him.
I'm sorry. Oh. I love you so much. I'm sorry. I really appreciated the way you said Bad Bunny's album name. I'm sorry.
How did he say it? Did he say it like
with perfectly?
The,
yeah.
He did it with the accent though?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Why?
I've never liked that.
What is he supposed to do?
No, yeah. It was a thing. A comedian actually used to do this, but it was like this ultra white newscaster would be like, and the high tomorrow of 64. Fighting broke out today in Nicaragua. And it's like, you're not allowed to just say one word.
Maybe
with all
the
stank on it.
Maybe it's because Harry is English, so he already has an accent, so it's not as big of a ear shock.
I don't know. Can you do what he did?
No.
Can you,
I don't even remember.
What's the name of the album?
I don't know the
I
full
cannot,
name.
Yeah, I cannot pronounce it.
And now presenting Harry Styles.
You don't just. You're not allowed to do that.
It seems a little.
It's cultural. Yeah. It's something.
I think going British is not such a big problem.
No, but it's still. You look like you're glomming onto something that you're not allowed to glom onto.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. Well, anyways. We're all out of time. Let's move on.
No,
just
so
scream
walking
a sorry.
Into the building today.
Okay.
I was coming in from the north side, and so the south side there's kind of a big sun glare.
Did you hit someone with your car?
No, like literally walking. In.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
I got hit by.
I love how quickly we all just jump to worst case scenarios, especially when it's Aaron. It's like, what'd you do?
Yeah. And as long as you apologize on air, I think you're good. I mean.
You're right.
Anyway.
Okay, sorry.
Walking into the building, I see a coworker and I go, hey, Will, how's it going? And then they're like, yeah, I'm just going to go pick up some lunch. I'm like, great. Okay, whatever. I get in the elevator and I'm like, that wasn't Will. That was Nick. I was finishing a thought in my head because I had therapy this morning.
You called Nick Will?
I did.
Both. Rock solid.
Both
humans.
Amazing.
Love them both.
They but could not be more different.
I know. In my head, I was literally thinking, I was finishing a thought in my head and it came out.
Because like, so, I'm trying to think of who,
I was thinking,
who is Will? Like who, give us a famous person who Will could be. Because I feel like Nick, and you guys may think I'm crazy.
Well, Will is a drummer. Nick is a guitarist.
I feel like Nick though, gives off real Bradley Cooper vibes.
Okay.
I don't think I've spent enough time with him to know.
Oh yeah, though. He's smoldering. He'll like your ovaries will go. Brr. And Will is smoldering in his own way. It's in a different. Will's more like artistic-y, even though they're both artistic-y.
Like almost Timothy Chalamet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet could play him in a movie.
Yeah, I was going to say Heath Ledger in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh my gosh, yes. Nailed it.
Will is that.
Yes.
But so if you walk up to Bradley Cooper and go, hey, Heath, he's going to be like, what?
Right.
Like both great dudes.
No, and it wasn't
like, what
until
are you
the
doing,
elevator
man? I'm not...
door closed where I went, oh my God.
Oh no, Aaron.
And I literally, it was an inside thought that turned into an outside thought, and I called him Will. So Nick,
did you
I am
find him?
No, because he went to get lunch. I don't know if he came back or not. He might have quit.
This place. I don't even know my name.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a story. Once again, proving my point, deer need to be eradicated off the face of the earth.
This is not your deer agenda.
Yeah, like propaganda, man. God,
this is ridiculous.
I've got a real hot story.
A real hot story?
Yeah, that's the only tease you get.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida!
Florida! It's really hot in this room and I might pass out.
Okay. 60-year-old Patrick from FL was taken into...
FL? I don't understand.
Isn't that the state initials? Oh. You said you're really hot. I'm trying not to say it again.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He was taken into custody.
What? Wait, if she whispered it, do I have to go like, let's go. Okay, sorry.
60-year-old Patrick was taken into custody after witnesses reported that he was driving a car that was literally on fire.
I'm sorry?
And he got arrested?
He was driving the car on.
Well, why do you get arrested?
Yeah, maybe he's just in danger.
Yeah.
Well, instead of staying put, he just like, he was pulled over.
Yeah.
Decided to keep going.
Oh, he's like, okay. Maybe that'll put the fire out. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
If you drive fast enough.
The wind.
Yes.
Blowing out.
This is not stupid, everyone.
We're onto it.
oxygen. We forgot.
Oh, fans, the flames. Yep, right.
The wife was also inside the vehicle.
Yeah, now you're adding more parts to the story.
She,
you know, it's only a 4-hour show.
The wife was there.
And he was drunk. I mean.
Oh! Well, you buried the lead there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also not great for flames.
Okay, alcohol and flames. Yep. Okay.
All right.
That's it.
Okay.
And we don't really have
my
any.
Time's up, apparently.
Yeah, no, I almost played the Oscar music there.
I want to thank the Academy.
No, we're good. We're done.
And the wife.
Yep. All right.
My story is unfortunately out of Florida.
Let's go!
She got so excited, she set herself on fire.
Okay, all right. Here we go. Okay. Aaron's on fire. Just start running.
Excited about a
run
around
the story. All right. I'm so tired.
A nice family was down south. Sitting in their living room. Yep. And when all of a sudden, through their big glass living room window, a stupid deer just crashed through right into the living room. The animal was trapped inside, scrambled across the tile floor. They didn't know what to do, so they called authorities. It says the deputy spent several tense moments.
What?
With the deer.
What were the deputies doing?
They were trying to calm it down until, unfortunately.
No, you're lying.
Let's get after it. It's the only way out of it.
You're lying.
No.
I am lying. Okay.
He just wanted
it. It's what I wanted it to happen.
It's what T-Hack wants.
What are you calming it down for? It's a deer. Just shoot it.
T-Hack.
Clearly, it smashed the window. Didn't have insurance.
Right.
No proof.
You're right.
So they were able to. It bounded back into the woods, never to be seen again.
Back into the woods, where again?
Over it.
Down there in Florida.
Let's go! Let's go!
Where I think our boss ate it for dinner.
Yay!
Okay.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.